Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me on the show from the Oscoda-Sauble Chamber of Commerce, Rose Fulton. How are you, Rose?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank
Great.
You. Glad to have you on the show. I know it's busy time of year for you, but doesn't get any busier than it does this weekend because it's time for Art on the Beach, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The weather's beautiful, so we couldn't ask for any more luck there, but we've got a lot of vendors coming into town this weekend, so we're doing registration this afternoon and getting ready for tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes till 5 p.m., and then again Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so yeah. It will be a jam-packed weekend. Lots of people coming through.
There will be. About how many crafters and artisans are you expecting?
We have more even than last year. We had to create some new space,
wow.
Which is great. That's a good problem to have.
Yes.
So I want to say about 130 spaces.
Nice.
A lot of the crafters this year have doubled up on their spaces to give themselves some extra room to sell even more.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a nice big show from one end of the beach right down to the other. I try to remind people that there's a lot more than just whatever's right in the middle. But it'll be a nice walk from, like I said, one end to the other. It'll be jam-packed full of great stuff.
That's right. And it's more than just the artisans. There's some other things that go on there, too, during the Art on the Beach.
Yes, we have some food vendors as well.
Yeah.
One of our favorites, obviously, is our Oscoda Rotary Club.
Right.
And they'll be down there doing pancake breakfast, and they serve flapjacks and sausage and juice and coffee and for just a small fee.
Yeah.
It's well worth it for a great big breakfast. And I love the smell in the morning when they're cooking up the pancakes and everybody's getting ready. So that's always nice. And they'll be doing that Saturday and Sunday morning. So
that's right.
Bright and early, yep.
And then on Saturday, it's the auction, right?
Yes, the Oscoda Garden Club
does
the auction at noon. So they go around and they get a donation from each of the vendors, which is we appreciate the vendors doing that and kind of playing along. But it brings a lot more people to the show, so they understand that. And so they get one of everything, and then they hold an auction right up by the flagpole there. There's some bleachers for people to sit on and watch and bid, and it's a really nice time. It's fun, and you get to kind of see everything and all different kinds of things that you may be walking around and hadn't noticed that somebody had before, and it's fun to get everybody involved, and auctions are just a really good time. So
you're right. Now, in the past, I don't know about this year, but in the past you've had some musical entertainment, too. Are you going to have something like that out there again this year?
No, actually, the music is kind of distracting, so,
you know,
we've tried it a couple times to kind of bring those two things together,
right.
But it honestly, when these crafters are talking to their customers and explaining how things are made and trying to engage their customers, it's really actually hard to have that extra noise. So with so many people and so much going on and all the space being consumed by the vendors and things like that, it's more of a challenge to try to get somebody in there to play music.
Right.
And like I said, it just kind of conflicts. So we've just kind of wiped that out a little bit.
All right. Well, it makes sense. That's just more room for crafters, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
We need all the space we can get. They're jam-packed. It's nice, though. They've got a nice big 12x12 space.
Yeah.
And like I said, from one end of the beach to the other, and it's going to be a full house this weekend.
It will. 33rd Annual Art on the Beach. It's happening Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
4?
What's that?
10 to 4.
10 to 4 on Sunday.
Yep.
9 to 5 tomorrow. And if they wanted more information about Art on the Beach, how do they get some more information, Rose?
They can go to our website on our events calendar.
Right.
At this point, you know, I won't be able to be in the office to field phone calls and things like that. We're right down on the beach.
Yeah.
And they can shoot right down and come and see us.
Yeah, exactly. Or go to oscodachamber.com for more information. Not only on that, but, I'm sure we'll get in touch with you. The 4th of July just around the corner. Hard to believe that's coming up already.
It is, yeah. But that's nice. We got a lot planned for that, too.
Yeah.
So parade, community picnic and fireworks, all that good stuff planned for Monday. A lot of people ask if it's on the weekend before, but we celebrate the holiday on July 4th.
So. That's right. So I will talk to you about that, too. But 33rd Annual Art on the Beach this Saturday and Sunday at the Oscoda Beach Park there in downtown Oscoda. And now, Rose Fulton, the Oscoda Ensemble Chamber of Commerce Director, we appreciate your time today here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you so much, Kevin.